This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. World leaders gathered Monday in New York for United Nations Summit on Climate Change, as scientists warn much more ambitious action must be taken to meet targets to mitigate the effects.
To underscore the seriousness of climate change, the UN's World Meteorological Organization issued a report Sunday showing that in the last several years, global warming, sea level rise, and carbon pollution have all accelerated. Climate expert Lena Srivastava says the world needs to act.
We are at risk of crossing several critical tipping points.
But some climate scientists say the report's predictions can be tamped down, and if the world keeps temperatures to the 1.5 degrees Celsius goal instead of the 2 degree one, 420 million fewer people will be exposed to heat waves, and 10 million fewer will be vulnerable to sea level rise. I'm Julie Walker.
Allegations that U.S. President Donald Trump may have improperly used his office to go after.
President Trump defending that conversation with Ukraine's president back in July and acknowledging that former VP.
Our C-SPAN campaign 20.
We had a perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine. The one who's got the problem is Biden. As you look at what Biden did what they were
complained, but the Trump administration's refusing to share details with lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been resisting impeachment calls, but says Congress could be looking at a whole new stage of investigation if it does not get more information about this matter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. stocks are up in midday trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. Almost a week after Israel's deadlocked election, Israelis are no closer to knowing who their prime minister will be. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and Benny Gantz's centrist blue and white, the third largest political bloc in Israel is the Arab Joint List. In the past, they have not recommended any candidate for prime minister, mostly as a protest. But this time, Joint List Chairman Ayman Odeh said 10 out of 13 members of the bloc recommended Gantz as prime minister. It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Global travel company Thomas Cook has shut down, leaving tens of